Now, our brother said a lot. I was trying to keep up. Thank you, Brother Stephen. But this thought of being hungry, do we find that in the Bible? Do you find that in the Bible? Is what he said, is it in the Bible? You sure? The Bible says he fills the hungry with good things. But those that are full, he turns away. And here's the interesting thing. He turns them away empty. Those that are filled with their own things and don't see their need and their hunger for God, they go away empty. But the hungry are the ones that receive. There's so many verses in the Bible that speak of that seeking spirit that we need to have. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. There's a passage in Isaiah that says, I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I don't know, I don't think I've ever really been thirsty. Really, really, really thirsty. But I imagine if I was really, really, really thirsty and someone had water, I would cry out and say, I need water. I'm dying. Give me water. And I think that's the attitude that we need to have toward our God. That's what I heard our brother say. We would cry out until we received that water that he desires to give. And so I trust that we'll take that admonition throughout these days that we're here at camp. Now I know some of you go home maybe tomorrow or in a few days, but some of us have just come and we're here for the next 2 weeks. Let's make the most of this time. Let's open our hearts to the Lord and cry out to him. And maybe you don't have that. Maybe you have to say, I don't have that hunger. Let's be honest. I don't have that hunger. You know, I'm kind of feel like I'm okay. I mean, everything's good. You know, I have a good life. I have a good home. I go to church. Everything's good. Well, then we need to say, Lord, give me a hunger for yourself. Give me a hunger for more of Jesus. Give me a hunger to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Give me a hunger to really walk in your presence and be an overcomer and be a blessing to those around us so that the rivers of living water would flow out of our inmost being. And so we want to take that word. And we want to say, yes, Lord, put a hunger in my heart. Make me hungry for yourself. I think God has brought us together for that purpose. We're here to encourage one another and to seek the Lord together. Come, let's seek God together. Come, let's pray together. Come, let's pray for one another. Come, let's believe that God will accomplish the thing that he brought you here to do in your life. You know, maybe you've come with the attitude, well, I'm going to have, you know, my friends are here. Isn't that great? Camp, you meet so many wonderful people, right, Tevin? I mean, even present company included, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we meet great people here at camp. But it's more than that. It's so much more than that. And so let's give God a chance. And let's seek him in these days. And as I said, maybe that cry isn't in our hearts. And God wants to put it there. Cry to know Jesus. Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. There's a song in our books, in the white book, Ho, Everyone That Is Thirsty. And let's just sing that together and make that our prayer tonight. Number 82 in the white book. Let's stand again on our feet and... Time tonight, but we want to respond to the Lord right now. And so I would just like to ask this of you. If you really feel in your heart that you want to be thirsty, maybe you're not thirsty, you know that, but I want to be thirsty. I want to have that cry. Would you just lift your hand? Just between you and God. I'm not looking around at the hands that are being lifted necessarily, but let's just lift our hand in faith. God, I want to be more thirsty. I want to really have a cry in my heart for you. Oh, God, I want you to touch my heart, Lord. I might not feel it right now. I don't feel it, Lord. But, Lord, I want you to make me thirsty for you. That I would know you. That you would fill me with your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, come and put a seeking spirit within me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, come. How much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Lord, we want to ask in these days for the fullness of the blessing that you have reserved for your children. You purchased it for us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so, Lord, we reach out to you tonight, Lord. Create a hunger in our hearts. Create a thirst in our hearts for yourself. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus again.
I will pour water on him who is thirsting. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you're seeking me, I will be found.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, gosh, I back up. Brother Phil, pray with us, please.
Lord Jesus, we've heard your call to be thirsty for you tonight, and we know that as you give that call, you give that ability, and you can place within each and every one of our hearts a greater thirst, a greater desire to know you.
Yes, Lord.
You've brought us here for this time, and you've called us to know you in a greater way. Lord Jesus, we just pray that you would give us hungry hearts as we're on these grounds, as we're doing our jobs, as we are spending time. Lord, we just pray that you would draw us closer to yourselves. Draw us, we pray. Give us a thirst. Give us a desire to know you. Oh, Father, we just pray that you would eclipse all other things in our hearts and in our lives, that we would not be turned away empty, but that you would fill and fill and continue to fill. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for your great love for each and every one of us and your hand over us and your hand over this camp. And we just pray that you would give us a greater vision of yourself in these days.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Now you can go back to Shepherd's Code or to wherever you are and continue this meeting, because God is here. And let me just say that I'll take the liberty to say that you can pray anywhere on these grounds. Anywhere you'd like. I'd like to welcome those that are just arrived today. Again, I just arrived today, so you're welcoming myself. Thank you, Audrey. You're welcome me, right? And tomorrow is our day of worship. And for those of you who are maybe new to the camp, the trumpet sounds at 8 o'clock. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And then we have breakfast at 8:30. And then 10:15 we meet in this building for our Sunday worship. And tomorrow is the only time that we take an offering. Tomorrow morning is the only meeting of the week that we receive an offering, and it is specifically for what we call the Children's Fund that enables us to allow children to come to camp to help them come. So that's what the offering is for. So if you'd like to give to that tomorrow morning, 10:15, we have a staff meeting in this room immediately following this meeting. So if you're not on staff, God bless you and have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow at breakfast. The staff, if you would just take your seats and remain